Once again, big weekend coming up. MAC Attack Youth Basketball Tournament. Ready to go for the weekend, and you got a lot of teams signed up, don't you?
Yeah, I think we got 37 or 38 this year. It's kind of an unfortunate trend. The older groups, we're starting to see lower numbers in 7th and 8th grade, and we got solid numbers in 4th, 5th, and 6th grade boys, and then the girls' divisions are good as well. So.
Well, that's good. I mean, it's kind of tough not to see the 7th and 8th grade because that's usually full, but maybe next year that'll be a little different, huh?
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened. We got it out on on Facebook as much as we could and emailed everybody we could. We sent out about 300 emails and just didn't work this year. But I know there's a lot of tournaments going on that weekend as well. So
33 years now for the MAC Attack, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty wild. Good stuff.
So. And you remember playing it, don't you?
Yeah, I think they called it Hoop It Up maybe back then.
Something like that.
But it was, or along those lines. But yeah, I remember playing in it. And it's a great tournament. We have great officials. And everything runs pretty smoothly.
And you could not have a tournament like this unless you had the backing of some great sponsors, too.
Yeah, and so... This year is the first year we've done sponsors, and when I was speaking with Charlie McPherson, Coach Gross, basically in the past, half of our cost has went back into the tournament. So with as much as the Optimist does for the youth around here, we're like, well, maybe we get some sponsors and, get a little bit more money out of it to help do more things for our youth in McCook. So, I got a couple of them if you don't mind me
running
off right now. Mm-hmm. We got GTA Insurance Group, Charter West with Kerry Waugh, Morgan Construction and Inspection Services, Darren Morgan, Community Hospital, Olson Ag, Luke Olson, Ed and Susie Townsley, Citadelli, Bill and Jade Lesko, Big West Basketball, Katie Anderson, Chris and Ashley Vaunce, the Richards Brothers Ventures, Richards Gravel Pit, and that's Zach Richards, and Scott and Tyra Barger, and Big D Metalworks with Darren Esch. So far, we're still looking for as many as we can get. Everything helps. We got to pay referees. We got court fees, just stuff like that. And we do a donation to the McCook Optimist is who runs the tournament. They do a donation to the MCC baseball team because those boys run all of our scoreboards, and the teammates help out of McCook. And it's just a really good deal, and it helps a lot of different areas in McCook. So.
Will you have the schedules out sometime this week?
Schedules are out. They got out on Thursday or Friday, and they are on what used to be the Tourney Machine app, but now it's called the Sports Engine. They got bought out by somebody, but it's a free app. You can go on there, and you can if you download the app, you go to McCook Optimist MAC Attack, and it has all the brackets, pool games, everything on there, times, everything. So,
and there's going to be a lot of games. That's a lot of games in one day, isn't there?
Yeah, I think we figured out it was like close to 60.
Mm-hmm.
So every team's guaranteed 3 games at least. So
the venues, you go to McCook High School, Junior High, St. Pat's, and the YMCA. Is that right?
Not the YMCA this year. We got
the college.
We got the 3 courts at the college, St. Pat's. The Junior High, 1 court, McCook High School, 1 court, and the American Legion will be running concessions. Okay. Greg Larson's heading that up, and so that's just another fundraiser for them as well. Just all around, a lot of it goes back to the Optimist, but, there's bits and pieces that you can help out all these local organizations by coming up and watching some basketball, buying some popcorn, even if you don't have kids involved. So
I take it there's a number of McCook teams in this, it, right?
Yes, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Sorry for counting loud here.
It's okay.
I think we got 9 or 10.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's good. We got some teams this year. I haven't really been involved in it too much in the past, but Charlie said we got some teams from new places this year. We got some Cozad teams coming down. Mm-hmm. They hadn't seen them in a while. And So we're happy about that, and hopefully we, you know, it's a good tournament the way it is, but it'd be a lot funner to get 60 teams here and eating at our restaurants and getting gas and shopping at our, you know, local stores. So,
and knock on wood, you're going to have a good weekend. I know it's supposed to be chilly on Saturday, you know, what's new, but dry, and that'll be fine. As long as the sun's out and everything, it's cold, so be it.
Yep, it'll be warm inside, right?
Exactly right. So. And again, games start bright and early on Saturday, don't they?
Yep, 9 a.m., and I think we have three courts that go till 6, and three courts that go till 5, maybe. So.
Okay.
But yeah, it's gonna be. There's gonna be a lot of basketball. So if you want to get out of the cold, come and watch some youth basketball. There'll be plenty around that day.
It's one of the big highlights for McCook, no question about it. With the Mac Attack coming your way every January.
Yep, absolutely.
All right. So thank you for coming by.
Yeah, thank you, Rich.